I'm Sean Crawford. Illinois lawmakers have approved a plan to change how Illinois taxes income. In the nearly 40 years the state has had an income tax, it's been a flat tax. And that means no matter how much you earn, you pay the same percentage. Now Governor J.B. Pritzker and other advocates of a graduated tax say it's time for the new approach. They want higher earners to pay more. The plan that passed this week places a question on the 2020 fall ballot that could accomplish just that. And while there are supporters, there are also critics. They say it will be devastating for the state as those who have more money will leave Illinois. While we can't predict the future, we can look at what happened when the state raised the income tax by 67% earlier this decade. Bob Sector is the senior editor with the Better Government Association. He wrote an analysis and he joins me now.
We know what happened when that occurred. There were a lot of warnings that this was going to incentivize wealthier taxpayers to leave the state for greener pastures where the taxes weren't that high. The reality is, when you look at tax data from the IRS, the opposite happened. The number of wealthier taxpayers grew substantially, even as the overall pool of taxpayers in Illinois either stagnated or retreated some. And what we see in the data is that the people who appear to be leaving are not the wealthier taxpayers, but those of modest income, those who are poor, and those who live downstate.
Why did certain people do better, it appears? I mean, that seems almost like it doesn't make sense. Why would certain people who have to pay more money, and they make more money, why would they continue to do better, even more people moving into that tax bracket?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the complicated equation of why people leave or stay. And it's nowhere near as simple as some of the ideologues who are driving the debate about Illinois' population loss or stagnation are saying. That there are a lot of factors that go into it. In the particular period after the tax hike, you also had a recovering economy. We had suffered a very serious recession in 2008-2009, so we were coming back from that. The recovery was not even, though. The people who did well in the recovery, or did most well in the recovery, were those of higher incomes. There's a lot of reasons why they may leave Illinois or why they may stay, and they don't always fit those neat, ideologically driven arguments about, well, high taxes, people leave.
So I hear several people say all the time that people saying, if I had more money and more opportunity, I would leave Illinois. But apparently, as you mentioned, that's not necessarily the folks who are leaving the state of Illinois.
I mean, people say things all the time, and you have to realize that between 2015 and the beginning of this year, we had the unusual situation of a governor of the state who kept running down his own state and feeding negative impressions about his own state, which is not what governors typically do, with whichever party they're from. And Illinois is indisputably a state with a lot of financial problems, and so it's somewhat easy to do. Being a cheerleader is to some extent harder in Illinois. But it does feed negative impressions about the state. But, you know, people make decisions on an individual basis, and the people who appear to be leaving are the people, or at least the tax data shows the people who appear to be leaving, are the people who have the least opportunity.
We're talking with Bob Sector. He's a senior editor with the Better Government Association, talking about an analysis of an income tax increase a few years back in the state of Illinois and its impact on both the poor and also the wealthy. We're talking about the flat tax and the increase that took place during that time. Now we're in this discussion about a graduated income tax, the legislature having passed that on. Voters will make the final call if they want to change the Constitution of the state of Illinois. Can we say that this is an apples-to-apples comparison when it comes to who will do okay, who will stay in the state of Illinois if graduated rates are put into place?
Well, no. I mean, we're looking in a crystal ball, and the only period we could look at that had historical records was the period of the past. We don't know precisely what will happen in the future. What we do hear is a lot of the same arguments that were made when the flat tax was increased. And, you know, if that is any guide, then you could say that these dire consequences likely won't happen.
So one of those arguments that's often made is you're going to be taxing the people who invest in business, who create jobs, and taxing them more is going to hurt the economy. But going back to your analysis, that's not what you found.
No, that is not what we found. And we have there's an interesting dynamic going on here, which overlays federal tax policy with Illinois tax policy. You know, those people who make the most, I mean, the very wealthy, not the sort of wealthy, but the very wealthy, have done quite well under the Trump tax cuts. So if Illinois claws back some of that revenue, are they really going to be hurting? We can't really prove that one way or the other, but it's going to take a very deep economic punishment, to get them to leave.
Now, Governor Pritzker has said that the tax rates would only impact the wealthiest and the families earning $250,000 or more. But, of course, many are leery of that claim with a graduated tax. They say the rates could be changed later and more people can be paying higher taxes as time goes on. Let's be honest, not a lot of people have a lot of faith and trust in the state of Illinois government. Do they have a reason here to be concerned about this going forward?
Well, I mean, but look at the flat tax now. You can raise rates now. Matter of fact, one of the complaints of the opponents of the graduated tax is that the flat tax has been raised. So to argue that you could, if you have a graduated tax, you could change it late, change the rates later, is a somewhat specious argument.
Of course, again, we're going back to an analysis of the flat tax, and we didn't see rates go up as high on that flat tax as we are hearing that wealthier individuals will pay under a graduated tax system. So again, could we see that more people with money will leave the state of Illinois because the taxes will just get to such a high level that they can't stay here?
Anything's possible. The top rate that Pritzker is talking about now for the wealthy is somewhere a little short of 8%. That is that's clearly more than Indiana. It's might be slightly higher than Wisconsin. It's less than Minnesota, far less than California. There are other states that have no state income tax at all, but have different mixes of taxes. So one state might have one mix, another state might have another mix, but you end up paying in the end regardless of what it is.
Just a few seconds we have left here. What do you want to leave people with regarding the analysis that you've done and, of course, the conversation that is still to come over the next several months as we gear up for the 2020 fall election and the graduated tax question?
Well, I think the probably the simplest message here is that there isn't anything simple about this. And Illinois is in a financial pickle right now, in great measure because the politicians of both parties, going back decades, have tried to tell voters they can get something for nothing. And that's why the pensions are in bad shape. That's why the property taxes are so high, because school funding is so low from the state. You know, these things snowball and make things worse. So if this graduated tax idea seems draconian to some, it's kind of a consequence of really bad bipartisan administration of our finances going back decades. And trying to fix that is not going to be painless.
Bob Sector is the senior editor with the Better Government Association. We have a link to his article on how an income tax increase in Illinois did not seem to hurt the highest earners. You can find that at our website at nprillinois.org. His analysis comes as Illinois voters will be asked next year to decide if they want to go from a flat tax to a graduated tax.